When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Hey, good morning, Mandy.
Hey, good morning. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's very nice of you. Well, I am equally as excited to talk to you, and I already have a calming feeling about your voice. I normally am really nervous to talk to women, but there's something about you, oh. Mandy. There's something about you.
Oh, boy.
Well, thank you, because, you know, I have to tell you, I was having this conversation about Halloween with a neighbor.
Yeah.
About trick-or-treating.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, I would want to share it with you guys and talk to you about it, because, you know, he said that he wasn't going to give out candy this year because of what happened last year, and I wanted your thoughts.
Okay, what happened last year?
Yeah.
Well, he said that kids actually turned down the candy that they didn't like from last year. And he
really?
Said that last year, several kids just said no thank you to his Jolly Ranchers. And he was baffled by this. And I was like, yeah, I'm baffled too.
Wow.
I mean, first of all, how are you going to hate on Jolly Ranchers?
That's the
first point that we need to get through. Who's going to hate on Jolly Ranchers?
I know. I was like, oh, gosh, those were some of my favorite. Like, they weren't that immediate, you know, one that I grabbed for. But I was like, always glad it was in my, you know, my little Halloween pumpkin trick-or-treat thing.
You know what it is? Maybe it's because they're not old enough to enjoy them in a Zima.
Did you say Zima?
Yeah. Oh, my.
It's my college days coming back.
Wow.
Sorry. Do they even make Zima anymore? I don't know.
No, it's called Seagram's Ice now.
Oh,
Kelly.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Anyway,
yeah. It's,
maybe it's that. Maybe they're just that old enough to appreciate it in the proper way. Maybe that's
it. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, we were taught as kids when we were trick-or-treating, you know, we take it no matter what, and we always say thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, we were not to be rude.
Right.
And then you just exchange what you don't want
later
with your friends or siblings, right?
Right. You dump it all out on the table and you have a big swap.
And then you take it, and what is it? They just think no one's going to take the Jolly Ranchers? That's just
rude. And then that's the thing. Now there's this argument for not wasting the candy, and, you know, that they just won't eat it and they'll leave it for the other kids. And I'm like, wait, well, what's the proper etiquette for trick-or-treating?
Okay, so first of all, thank you for allowing us to talk to you about this very important issue that...
Right.
1,000%.
But I will say that you need to talk to your neighbor about his delivery. It's all wrong. You don't offer the bowl and let the kid pick. You take the handful and you shove it in their bag.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's what I do. Yeah, just give a handful. Like, they don't even know what they're getting from me yet, really.
His delivery is all wrong. He's allowing them... And unless he's just trying to be a cheapskate and not give out any candy or whatever and turn off the porch light or whatever. But I'm thinking he needs to go back to the basics and just, you know, you get what you get.
And
you don't pitch a fit.
Yes. You don't allow them to sift through and pick and choose what they want.
Right.
No, you just grab the handful, you dump it in, and then they get really excited because you just gave them a bunch. Right. And then they go off happy and yay. And then it's the fun of discovering what you got when you got home.
Right. You don't kind of know what's in your thing, and then you dump it all out, like, on the floor. Like, oh, my gosh, that's some of the best part.
Yes, that's the method. That's the preferred method, I feel like.
That is so funny that you bring this up, though, because I had a friend a few years ago who literally put out an empty bowl with a sign that said, please take one. He never had candy in the bowl.
It just makes it look like he's out.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh,
So it was like, oh, someone must have gone through and cleared it out at the beginning.
Which is real suspect if you're like at 5 o'clock and you're one of the first, you know, houses that people go to, it's still light outside, and they're like,
huh. Right, like it's already emptied out, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I would, you know, the next time you are sharing a beverage with your neighbor, maybe suggest you take this mentality when, as opposed to the, here, sift through the bowl and, you know, take what
also,
you want.
Also, maybe think about getting something other than Jolly Ranchers, like mixed other things in with the Jolly Ranchers. Is he, if he's a Jolly Ranchers fan, like get there, you have a ton of the those combination bags, mix them in with some other stuff, right? Give them the handful.
I hear you, but it's like, this is, if that's what he wanted to give out, it's like they should just be grateful and
sure.
Not.
That's true. Yeah, but just give a handful. And
these
then,
kids nowadays hate everything.
Oh, gosh.
I'm grateful. Anyway. Little jerks. Yeah.
Well, Mandy, thanks for chatting with us. And I mean, I don't
these
know.
These are the pressing issues that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right. Exactly.
We have the tough conversations.
The stakes are high here.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Mandy, thank you. Have a happy Halloween. I hope everything gets sorted.
Thanks. You guys are awesome. Love you.
Love you.
All right. See ya.
Sarah mentioned what you did. You get what you get. And you don't pitch a fit. She's like, yeah, that's one of the mottos that I live up to. Beggars can't be choosers is the other. Now, a lot of people in the comments on Facebook, though, are mentioning allergies. And so a lot of people do ask kids like, hey, do you have any peanut allergies or anything like that when they come up? So they make sure they don't hand out like the Reese's or the Snickers.
Isn't Halloween a fun holiday anyways? And we don't need to worry. I think we're getting too marred in this and like, hey, if a kid says no thanks, then don't worry about it. Just be like, all right, more for someone else. Like, okay, great.
That's true. Yeah, it sounds like the neighbor got unnecessarily his feelings like,
triggered.
Hurt a
right,
bit.
Exactly.
He got a little triggered.
Like what, did your grandpa invent the Jolly Rancher?
You don't like my candy?
No, right?
It's like he got really offended. The kid didn't like his candy choice.
Like, it's not like you're hand-making popcorn balls and...
Right.
And handing those out and kids
but
go,
also
nah.
It's like, okay, maybe you take the feedback that you got from the kids that trick-or-treat in your neighborhood. Maybe it wasn't that big of a hit, so maybe we pivot and we try another variety bag of different things in there.
Whatever. And, I just love that Mandy's narking on her neighbor.
I do enjoy that. But also, I do like the idea, and the people bringing up the allergy thing. I think it maybe if you do like an allergy-free bowl, you know, with like Skittles, you know, like Skittles and Starburst and all like that kind of a stuff, and then chocolate all the things in the, like another bowl. Maybe that's an option to kind of cover all the bases, and then maybe everyone's happy and you have a fun experience.
Ben and Kelly, your Pinterest board for Halloween.
I think it's all good ideas.
All right, perfect.
Just taking like the feedback. Just
like we said, we hope this very serious situation sorts itself out.
Hard hitting issues, right?
Yeah, 99.7 DJX.